From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Florida's governor tells people to get out of Matthew's way. Florida's governor has told the people in his state to act immediately.
Time is running out. This is clearly going to either have a direct hit or come right along our coast, and we're going to have hurricane force winds. There are no excuses. You need to leave. Evacuate, evacuate, evacuate.
Governor Rick Scott talked directly to those who might decide to ride out Hurricane Matthew.
Are you willing to take a chance to risk your life? Are you willing to take a gamble? That's what you're doing. If you're reluctant to evacuate, just think of all the people this storm has already killed. You and your family could be among these numbers if you don't take this seriously.
The forecast track has Matthew going directly up the east coast of Florida Friday after strengthening from a Category 3 to a Category 4 storm. Haitian officials on Thursday dramatically raised the known death toll from Hurricane Matthew as they finally began to reach corners of the country that had been cut off by the rampaging storm. Interior Minister Francois-Annick Joseph announced that at least 108 had died, up from the previous count of 23, but he gave no details. And word just into the VOA newsroom that President Barack Obama has declared a state of emergency in Florida as potentially catastrophic Hurricane Matthew does approach. Make sure you stay with us at voanews.com, VOA News Radio and Television, and all VOA social media platforms for continuing coverage of the path and destruction of Hurricane Matthew. This is VOA. The UN Special Envoy for Syria says eastern Aleppo could be totally destroyed by the end of the year due to the cruel, constant military activities in a city where some 275,000 civilians are besieged. VOA's Jeff Custer has more from Washington.
I know Mr. Guterres very well and consider...
Unfortunately, we do not have that report from Jeff Custer, but what he was going to say and what Mr. Demistura, the Syria representative from the United Nations, said is that some members of the al-Nusra Front hopefully would be able to leave the city, and hopefully that would alleviate the bombing campaign from Russia and from Syria. The United Nations Security Council has settled on its candidate to serve as the world body's next leader. Veteran politician and diplomat Antonio Guterres is expected to officially be chosen as the international body's next Secretary General after yesterday's approval by members of the UN Security Council that okay has been given. He will succeed outgoing Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on January 1, 2017. The 67-year-old Guterres was Portugal's prime minister from 1992 to 2002 before leading the UN's refugee agency from 2005 until last year. Pakistan's powerful army chief lashed out at India Thursday, warning that any act of aggression from New Delhi would not go unpunished. As tensions spiked between the two countries over the divided region of Kashmir, General Rahil Sharif said in a televised speech that Pakistan's armed forces will react to aggression from India.
Any aggression born out of deliberate intent or even a strategic miscalculation will not be allowed to go unpunished and will be met with the most befitting response.
Sharif also asked the international community to condemn what he calls India's insinuations and fabrications about Pakistan, adding that Islamabad has made unparalleled contributions to the global fight against terrorism. His remarks came more than a week after New Delhi launched a cross-border attack that it claimed had destroyed terrorist launching pads used by Pakistan-backed militants. Pakistan said the attack killed two of its soldiers. And more than three-quarters of Philippines residents are satisfied with President Rodrigo Duterte's performance in his first 90 days of office, says a new poll in the Philippines. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.